Inside the Huddle this week actually takes us inside the Lions locker room with a guy who you got to know. Familiar face. Been here for quite a while. Been here, been gone. Been here, been gone. We could go on. But Andre Flewellen's here. And since you've been back, since replacing Nick, it really has been a success story for you. Why do you think that is? You're able to hit the ground running here when you came back?
You know, the way I look at it is, you know, people think of like, oh, you know, what's it feel like? You know, you're getting cut and all that. And, you know, I'm like, you know what? If you look at it the right way, I'm home for 6 to 8 weeks. So when everybody's kind of going down, I'm kind of hitting my peak. So that has a lot to do with it.
And there's obviously a comfort level with the organization, with a new coaching staff, right. But the guys who've scouted you, who know you very well. Did you always feel that Detroit was going to be the first team to call you?
Yeah, I figured that. I guess just history has shown that too. And they told me, you know, hey, you know, you're first on the list. Anybody goes down at any position, you kind of just be ready and you're right on line. So kind of figured it would happen.
So in that regard, you're keeping yourself in shape and you know that when you get here, you got to contribute, and you have. What's been different about this year's team, particularly up front, because the pressure is consistent, it's nonstop, and you guys are all over the quarterbacks?
You know, I think it's all about the leadership. T.A. is doing a great job in terms of, you know, making the right play calls. And the thing that I like about, you know, Coach Caldwell, he lets the coaches coach and lets the players play. And I think that, you know, the hierarchy there, allows us to play how we want to, allows him to coach how he wants to. I think that's the biggest difference.
You also have insanely talented people around you. When you look at Ziggy and how well he's been playing, when you look at Sue and the attention that he commands, how much easier does that make your responsibilities?
I think, you know, it's just a culmination. Everybody helps out everybody, and that's kind of the whole basis of the D-line. It's just none of us are selfish. So since we're all selfless, we can all make plays off of each other. So that's, I mean, it's a huge help.
You got three left, and you are obviously focused on the one in front of you. It's three division games. You've been able to win all three of the division games you've played so far. How much is the intensity amped up a little bit as we're in December and you're playing this division game?
Yeah, it's just, you know, any game late in the year, but especially division games are, you know, super intense. So, you know, we have to, you know, get this game, have to get the next game, and that's the one we're worried about.
How about Minnesota specifically? This is a guy in Bridgewater. What do you know about him? He's gotten better, obviously, week to week.
Yeah, I mean, he's you can tell he's maturing as a quarterback. He's getting more confidence in himself and in his receivers, offensive line. So he's a guy we still got to watch out for.
That's Andre Flewellen. If you don't know him, you should, because he's recovering fumbles, he's making sacks, reeling people in. Thanks for joining us this week.
Appreciate it.